Why do other people keep dropping the ball, and what can you do about it? That's what we're talking about today. Hi, this is Frank Buck, and this is the place to be if you want to get organized and make it look easy. You leave a message for someone to call you. They don't. You send an important email, but you get no response. You're in the Zoom room, but the other person isn't. Something fell through the cracks. She borrowed a few books from you, but that's been months. Will you ever see them again? He promised to get you that report, but it hasn't happened. It's enough to drive you bananas. The problem is clearly them. Most people simply don't have systems that match the level of complexity in their lives. People drop the ball all the time. For some, it's intentional. They figure if the obligation's important, other people will stay on them. That's a little secret to know if you haven't already figured that one out now. But for most people, it's not intentional. Nobody has shown them a simple way to stay on top of their commitments to themselves and to other people. So what do you do when they drop the ball? Well, the question to ask is whether you even know when others drop the ball. If you were asked for a list of everything others owe you, how long would it take you to produce it? If the answer is more than a few seconds, well, then your own system needs something. In a way, that's a good thing. When your own system lacks something, you can do something about it. That's within your locus of control. So what's doing something about it look like? Glad you asked. When someone borrows something from you, immediately put it in your task list. I use the tag ETR. ETR stands for expect to receive. Now, 40 years ago, I would have pulled a memo pad out of my pocket, jotted a note about who the person is, what they borrowed, and added the letters ETR along with the date when I wanted to be reminded that the person had borrowed these things. It's the same thing today, just different tools. Next, ask yourself the question, when do I want to see this again? See, 40 years ago, I just jotted it as part of that little note. When do I want to be reminded that this person has borrowed my stuff? The answer to that question becomes the due date on the memo pad 40 years ago or in my digital system now. Way back then, I would tear off that little slip and drop it in the tickler file for that day. My system then reminds me at exactly the right time when to check up with that other person. Today, I add a due date to the task. The tools have changed. The principle behind them is exactly the same. Either way, on a certain future date, I'm looking at that task. I get a reminder that someone borrowed something that belongs to me. So if it hasn't been returned, I can now make a phone call, see them, whatever, so that I don't lose my stuff. What about when you've delegated a task or a project to someone else? Well, perhaps the person comes through in fine fashion. On the other hand, the project may be approaching overdue and the whole thing is about to fall through the cracks. What safeguards have you built into your own system so that you'll be checking in with the person at just the right time? When you delegate, create a task in your task manager. Do that on the front end. Add the name of the person, what's been delegated, a due date, and the tag, ETR. If your task manager doesn't support tags, just put the letters ETR somewhere in the name of the task. On the appropriate future date, you see the task. Now you have a reminder to check in with that person. Remember, there are people who operate from the standpoint of ignoring unpleasant commitments unless someone specifically says something. There is some merit to that approach because, you know, there are managers who just go crazy with thinking up projects for others with no thought as to how valuable those things really are and what team members already have on their plates. 2 days later, the boss already forgotten about the whole thing. The cost of ignoring the task is zero. You battle that technique by being the person who does follow up. Others quickly learn that when you assign a task, the follow-up will happen. While they may ignore tasks delegated by other people, they won't ignore yours. But then you have people who don't ignore assignments on purpose. They simply lack a system to keep up with it all. And that's a challenge in a world that moves quickly. Your follow-up system keeps things from falling through the cracks. Another thing for your list is to plan professional development to help people structure systems. What about when you delegate by email? When the delegation happens face-to-face, create the task in your task manager as soon as the other person is rounded the corner and is out of sight. When delegation happens over the phone, you're at your desk. You can create the ETR in your task manager on the computer in the moment during the conversation. But if you're out and about on your mobile phone, and that's also where your task manager lives, as soon as you get off the phone, enter this ETR into your task manager. You know, that's one reason I actually still carry a pocket notepad. It holds my driver's license, insurance cards, a few credit cards, a few business cards, and includes the little notepad that I can write on. I jot my notes during the call, and when I get off the phone, I can read them into my digital task list. But what about when you delegate by email? This one's great because the email contains all the information baked right into the body of it, right? So before you hit send, add to the BCC line the email address for your digital task manager. Now, in the inbox of that digital task manager is the task. When you review the inbox of your digital task manager, reword the task as needed. Be sure to add the person's name to the task, add a date, and add the ETR tag. Now, what do I mean by email address for your digital task manager? Good digital task managers supply you with a special email address. Any email sent to that address automatically goes in the digital task list. The subject of the email becomes the name of the task. The body of the email winds up in the notes section of the task. In your digital task manager, find that special email address and add it to your contacts. How quickly could you put your hands on a list of everything everyone owes you? Well, for me, this one's easy. If you have that ETR tag, click the name, the tag in your digital task manager, and now you're looking at every task delegated to someone else. And if you don't use tags, then search for ETR, and the search returns every task that has ETR somewhere in that task. Personally, I find it helpful to see just the ETR items coming due within the next week, as opposed to items that aren't due for weeks or even months in the future. So how do I handle that? In Remember the Milk, I can create a button that allows me to see all the tasks that are ETR and also due within the next week. So let me show you how I do that. I create what's called a smart list. Now, if you're listening on the podcast, you'll want to come over to the YouTube channel or the blog post. In the left sidebar, look for smart list and click the little plus sign beside it. In the box that appears, you'll see looking for even more power, switch to the query editor. Click that link. I'm giving you a screenshot of exactly what to type in that box. In the body of the blog post, you'll be able to copy the query and paste it into the box because the query is a little long and must be typed exactly. When you enter the information, click the Add button and your creation appears in the Smart List menu. One click shows you all ETR items upcoming for the next week. Next, what about all the things that you've ordered? One of the biggest ETR areas for a lot of us, it consists of those things that we order online. Just before Christmas, I was seeing this post on Facebook. It said, at this point, I've ordered so much stuff, I don't even know what's happening anymore. If Amazon shows up with a goat tomorrow, it is what it is. You can handle this type of ETR using what we've talked about already. I developed a very quick way using the Evernote web clipper. when you finish that Amazon order or whatever company it may be, you know how you find yourself looking at that final screen, the one that tells you what you ordered, gives you the confirmation number, and even tells you when it will arrive. Wouldn't it be great to save that information somehow? I'll use the Evernote Web Clipper. The Web Clipper creates a new note in Evernote and pastes all that information in it. I saved the note in a notebook, you guessed it, called ETR. If you're an Evernote user and you use Evernote Home, you are probably familiar with the widgets that you can add. I created a filtered note widget called ETR. Right there on the Evernote Home screen, I see the little pictures of the ETR notes that are in my system. When an order arrives and everything's in good order, I just delete the note. Let's face it, friends, we live in a world where too few people have good systems. But how much control over them do you and I really have? Where you and I have the control is over ourselves. And what you and I control is our ability to structure a system that allows for forgetfulness, poor systems, and even intentional neglect on their part. Something else we can do is serve as models. When we're organized and we make it look easy, other people start asking the question, did you do that? And when those around us start to become better organized because of what they've seen us do or what we teach them to do, well, it also makes life easier for you and for me. Now you've learned how to follow up and follow through when it's them. Next week, we'll learn how to follow up and follow through when it's you. So here's your action item for this week. What are you waiting on from other people? Take a few minutes to identify all of that. Put those things on your list. Assign due dates to prompt you to follow up on just the right day and add the tag ETR. Now relax and work the system. It's too simple not to do. Now, if this resonates for you and you feel like you need a little more of what I just talked about in your life, I am accepting some coaching clients at this point. I'm also accepting speaking engagements. So if you'd like to bring me to your organization, come over to frankbuck.org, click on contact, and let me know about it. Your phone will be ringing. Thanks for stopping by today. This has been Frank Buck, helping you get organized and make it look easy.